Manuscript Releases, Volume 3. Mr. Number 172. The Study of History. The history of the world from the beginning is contained in Genesis. There it is revealed that all nations who forget God and discard His way and His sign of obedience, which distinguishes between the just and the unjust, the righteous and the wicked, the saved and the unsaved, will be destroyed. The first books of the Bible, which trace down the history of nations, including the destruction of the old world, show the overruling providence of God, which from generation to generation has provided for the education of a chosen people. The plainly written word in regard to the just and the unjust is a living testimony in regard to those whom the Lord will sanctify. None who live in disobedience can receive His blessing. Only those who are obedient can receive this. The Lord calls upon all to study the divine philosophy of sacred history, written by Moses under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The first family placed upon the earth is a sample of all families which will exist till the close of time. There is much to study in this history in order that we may understand the divine plan for the human race. This plan is plainly defined, and the prayerful, consecrated soul will become a learner of the thought and purpose of God from the beginning till the close of this earth's history. He will realize that Jesus Christ, one with the Father, was the great mover in all progress, the one who is the source of all the purification and elevation of the human race. Caiaphas was the one that was to be in office when types and shadow were to meet the reality, when the true high priest was to come into office. Each actor in history stands in his lot and place, for God's great work after His own plan will be carried out by men who have prepared themselves to fill positions for good or evil. In opposition to righteousness, men become instruments of unrighteousness. But their course of action is unforced. They need not have become instruments of unrighteousness any more than need Cain. God said to him, "If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door." Cain would not hear the voice of God, and as a result, he killed his brother. Men of all characters, righteous and unrighteous, will stand in their positions. With the characters they have formed, they will act their part in the fulfillment of history. In a crisis, just at the right moment, men will stand in the places they have prepared themselves to fill. Believers and unbelievers will fall into line as witnesses, to confirm truth which they do not themselves comprehend. All will cooperate in accomplishing the purposes of God, as did Annas, Caiaphas, Pilate, and Herod. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot or tittle of the word of God will fail. It will endure forever. All men, whatever their position, whatever their religion, loyal or disloyal to God, wicked or righteous, are fitting themselves to do their work in the closing scenes of the day of the Lord. They will trample down each other as they act out their natural attributes and fulfill their purposes. But they will carry out the purpose of God. The priests thought they were carrying out their own purposes, but unconsciously and unintentionally they were fulfilling the purpose of God. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. If the Bible student learns from the great teacher who inspired Bible history, he will know the truth. The word is light, and to those who search its pages diligently, it is illuminated by the bright beams of the sun of righteousness. History and prophecy testify that the God of the whole earth revealeth secrets through his chosen light bearers to the world. A skeptical world, talking and writing of higher education, is prating of things which they do not understand. They do not see that true higher education comprehends a more perfect knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. There are few who understand that all true human science is from the God of science, and that God demonstrates to the world that He is King over all. Nebuchadnezzar, through his terrible humiliation in the loss of his reason, was brought to see his own weakness, and to acknowledge the supremacy of the living God. He declared, "At the end of the days I Nebuchadnezzar lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand, or say unto him, What doest thou? Now I Nebuchadnezzar praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. To every man, God has assigned a place in his great plan. By truth or falsehood, by folly or wisdom, each is fulfilling a purpose, bringing about certain results. And each, according as he chooses obedience or disobedience, is deciding his own eternal destiny. To every one is given freedom to act, and upon every one rests the responsibility for his own actions. But our words and actions must pass the test of God's high standard, or we shall be bound up with the wicked, to receive an eternal retribution.